Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, I welcome back my dear friend, most awesome founder and creator of Faster Way to Fat Loss, Amanda Tress. Now, those of you that have been listening to the show for a while know that I had Amanda, I think she's been on at least once, potentially twice, and we have talked about the creation, really how she got into fitness, I think, in her first interview. And then we talked about the Faster Way to Fat Loss program, how she developed this from tweaking and testing and, you know, swerving a little to the left and to the right and just making a fat loss program that is really creating outstanding results for hundreds and realistically probably thousands of women. I do on one hand need to call this a program, because it is a program that you can sign up for and then move into maintenance mode. But I truly believe, because this is what works for me and for so many people, this is a lifestyle. If you are just starting, ladies, if you're listening to this and you're really stuck, you're at a plateau, or you've tried other things in your life and you're doing a lot of cardio and dieting really hard and not losing weight, this is a program that will... First of all, it's going to surprise you in the focus that it's going to have. It's not going to take you down a path of eating less and working out a lot more. If you're that person who, like me in my own ways, has been probably overtraining and undereating for a long time, you will learn very clearly. And Amanda is very passionate about that. She goes over that in this discussion. She's very passionate about getting women to understand deprivation and extreme workout times, that's not the way to fat loss. That's not the way to be fit and healthy. And that's not at all what she is an advocate of. This is a program that is based on intermittent fasting. And there is a ton of science and data behind the benefits of intermittent fasting or fasting in general on health, and certainly as a vehicle to help aid in weight loss. Don't underestimate your ability to incorporate intermittent fasting. And I think we effectively addressed that in this show, as well as in our first interview. But since we first interviewed Amanda on the show way back, she has run many more rounds of this program. It's been a wonderful thing to watch her success grow. She mentions in this show that she started this way back in 2016. She started the show back then, started the program back then. And as it has evolved, you know, you just watch every time she has a sign up, more and more people are opting in to the program. So she has more and more real life stories of transformations. And we're going to include that on fitfluential.com so you can see it. I certainly urge you, after listening to this, to go click the link in the show notes, because she's got her next round starting July 16th, I believe. And that will sell out very fast. And I can't recommend her program and her group and her community enough. I can endorse it. This is the lifestyle that I have been following for quite a while. It is a lifestyle. It's a program when you first start it, but it just is absolutely wonderful. And more women that I personally know have moved into this way of life, and they say, this has really helped me understand hunger. This has really helped me get in touch with my body and get over issues I had with food. It's easy. It's accessible. I can work out at home. I can work out at the gym. People just feel a lot more in control. And that's why I wanted to get Amanda back on the show so that we could talk about this. And we certainly will be providing a lot more education on fasting and intermittent fasting and the benefits of that on fitfluential.com. Make sure you are subscribed there so that you can be tuned into all of that. We'll actually have a whole portal on this area, because people really want to learn and understand why this isn't about starving yourself. It isn't about something that's unhealthy. It's not some kind of trend. This is something that has been around for years. And again, Amanda has figured out a way through a lot of study and a lot of real life experience with her clients what really works. And I challenge you to look at all of the transformation stories she has of real women who are walking the walk and continuing this lifestyle year round, to be opposed to it, frankly. So I'm excited for you to listen to this. She answers a lot of really great questions in here. And again, we'll use me as an example, because I started doing faster way to fat loss. And one of the biggest mistakes that I made was thinking, because I'm so impatient with myself, thinking that, okay, well, I'm doing faster rate of fat loss, but what I'm going to do is add more cardio, add more HIIT training, add in 24-hour fasting, add in, you know, really, I was unintentionally cutting my calories. And it was Amanda that was constantly telling me, Kelly, you're eating too little and you're adding too much training. Less is more when it comes to training, and more is better when it comes to food. Now, those are two messages that you don't hear a lot about in the fitness industry traditionally when it comes to getting fit, but nothing could be more true. So again, please think about that. The biggest lesson I am learning, less is more when it comes to training, and more is better when it comes to food. So that said, keep that in the back of your mind as you sit back and listen to this new interview with Amanda Tress on the Faster Way to Fat Loss program. I strongly encourage you at the end of the show to click through to the show notes and sign up if you haven't done already for her next July 16th program launch, because I promise you, I haven't sent anybody there who hasn't come back and said, oh my God, this is amazing. This is life-changing for me. This is exactly what I needed. I'm excited to hear from you guys. And again, sit back and enjoy this second interview with Amanda Tress. Hey everybody, welcome to Fitfluential Radio. And look at me and how cute me and Amanda Tress look. Do we not look adorable? I'm going to reference this in the show notes because I've had Amanda on the show. Have you been on the show twice or once?
At least twice, I think. Yes.
Okay, for sure. We've talked about, you all know I've talked about Amanda's program a ton. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge advocate of her program that is taking off like gangbusters, Faster Way to Fat Loss. I have to give you snaps. Girl, you have taken something and built it and tweaked it and made this program that is changing so many lives. It's changed my life. I think it's a dream. I looked up at my thing that says follow your dreams, and it really is, because once you get it, it can change. It helps women on so many levels. I love, and there's a lot of things that people, when they hear Faster Way to Fat Loss program, they're thinking fasting and they have all these bad questions or bad ideas in their heads. We're going to cover that today, and we're going to get right to the highlights and answer all of your potential skeptical ideas. But let me tell you, for me, what really helped me, and I tried intermittent fasting a long time ago, what really helped me is that doing intermittent fasting helped me understand real hunger versus mind hunger. And I'm curious, I wasn't planning on starting with that, but do you think that is that something you see with a lot of ladies that go through the program, that they finally understand that they've been like nibbling or snacking and mindlessly eating or stress eating, and this helps you get a handle on when your body is actually needing food versus when your brain wants it?
Oh, absolutely. So many of us do snack out of boredom, or we eat because we were told we should immediately eat when we wake up and then have six mini meals through the day. But in the Fast Way to Fat Loss, we are taught to listen to our bodies and really consider true hunger, and also consider how we can hydrate more strategically, because often we wake up and we are dehydrated, but we actually misinterpret that for hunger. So yeah, absolutely think that's a huge benefit of intermittent fasting. And it's okay to feel hunger through the day. That's not detrimental. Our metabolism isn't going to slow down. It's not going to damage or halt our metabolism if we feel hungry. So yeah, I think you're right on point with that assessment.
Well, as I said, everybody that's listening and watching, we will link up to my first interview with Amanda. Amanda, tell people that are listening that are probably potentially being exposed to this program and the idea and the whole concept for the first time. When they're thinking, okay, what's the faster way to fat loss? They're going to have questions. And a lot of women that want to get fit that are working out from home, they think, I need a trainer. I need to spend hours in the gym. This sounds like a crazy, trendy diet. Tell them a brief overview, because I know I can say it in my words. I've been doing it and I love how accessible it is. Also how fun and creative the workouts are. But give us an overview of the program for somebody who's never heard it.
Yeah, absolutely. The Faster Way to Fat Loss is a highly effective program focused on intermittent fasting, carb cycling, and tracking macros, which might sound just a little bit overwhelming because I started with the F word. So fasting can be intimidating for women, especially if it's a brand new concept. But the fact of the matter is I want to equip and empower women to get fit, strong, healthy, lean in a sustainable way. And the Faster Way to Fat Loss is truly a lifestyle that can be maintained long term. We do, again, focus on intermittent fasting, which is not a diet. It's simply an eating schedule. We typically do a 16-8 protocol for intermittent fasting, meaning we fast for 16 hours, and then we eat or we feed for 8 hours. And when we do eat, we focus on whole food nutrition, plant-based nutrition, most certainly. I do have quite a few clients who are vegan or vegetarian. I personally still eat meat, but we focus on foods that come from the ground or have a mother. And then we also track macros. We look at carbohydrates, fats, and protein and consider the grams that we're consuming as we also cycle our carbs. And I know that sounded just a little bit confusing, but I do an entire week of prep through the Faster Way to Fat Loss and I educate my clients regarding the strategies. It's a very science-backed program. We're actually a NASM-approved provider, AFA-approved. I have a whole certification course and program, which many other health professionals are able to do to become certified in my system. But yeah, it's a great, great program, 6 weeks long. And then my ladies are able to continue the lifestyle, which is really exciting.
And people that have gone through your program, I don't even want to call it a program. I mean, it is a program that people can start, but it really does. For those of you who've been following me, you know, I talk a lot about intermittent fasting, and I think so many people have an immediate like wall up because they think they'll immediately go, I could never do that. And the truth is, I think the one thing I say to everybody is reality check. Most of you, if you're a busy mom with kids, whether you stay at home or work, or if you're just busy corporate exec, singleton like me, right? Our lives are so busy. I think more of us are doing a 16-8 split or more without even realizing it. In fact, one of the biggest, you guys, this is the truth. One of the biggest things that Amanda has worked with me on personally is politely yelling at me because I'm not eating enough. Right. And it's very easy for me. I've not been in the past. I have all kinds of hormonal issues. I've not been intentionally not eating, but she's like, girl, you got to eat more. You got to eat in that window. You got to, and she's not like, eat keto, don't eat this. There's no food rules and there's a lot more freedom actually than anything else I've seen in the recent years. In the fitness space, there have been more programs or diets that have come out that are like, no fruit, no sugar, no this. And let me tell you, I've been one of the people who has been overwhelmed by all the rules. Mm. And what I have learned with this, with you, Amanda, is how much it is important to eat and fuel, that I don't need to be spending 8 hours in the gym every day. And I think women in particular, that's what we think. If you're stuck and you're not losing weight, whether it's hormones or you just had a baby, women think we have to eat so little and we have to work out so much. And that's simply not true. And I know a lot of people that are tuning into this are going to go, well, how much? I bet you I have to be in the gym, you know, 80 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Tell them, because I could say it, but you can say it more effectively. How much time would you say on your program you're spending in the gym, or the people that are on the lifestyle are spending in the gym or at home?
Yeah, really, really good question. So as you mentioned, many women, many men and it's not their fault, but they think in order to lose weight, they must exercise more and eat less, where in fact, that is not the case. That is not the answer. And if we exercise more or overtrain and eat less and live in a deficit long-term, something's going to break. And usually that's the thyroid. We're going to have
right here.
We're going to cause overtraining or overuse injuries. So when people come to my program, I say, hey, listen, forget about everything you've learned. Forget about everything the wellness industry has taught you. I actually want you to pull back on your workouts in many cases. We're going to go to the gym for a couple few days of strength training, 30 to 45 minutes max. We're going to do a couple days of high intensity intervals, if possible and practical, combined with a low carbohydrate macro day, which is going to maximize our results because we'll deplete our glycogen store so we can then burn fat or triglycerides for fuel. Really important that we are strategic. But you know, women come to me and they say, I've been going to Orange Theory classes. I've been doing CrossFit. I've been training for a half marathon and I've been doing at home insane workouts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. That is going to stop. Instead of doing 7 days of crazy, insane intensity, we're going to do just a couple few days. You can go to the gym on my program. You can do an at-home workout, or I also have a beginner version. Our focus though is nutrition. Mm-hmm. Again, we're looking at intermittent fasting as a strategy, carb cycling, whole food nutrition, tracking those macros. And then we're pairing the nutrition log, the food log, with effective workouts that will help us maximize our results. But I want it to be a sustainable lifestyle. And I don't want women to feel like, oh my gosh, I missed a rep, or I missed a set, or I missed an entire day of workouts. I'm going to beat myself up over it, or I'm going to, you know, after 9 p.m., go out and do some cardio. That is not necessary. Mm-hmm. Our main focus is nutrition. Our second priority in the program is rest. Mm. Let me say that again. Our main focus is nutrition. Our second priority is rest. I want to prevent women from adrenal fatigue issues, overtraining issues, overuse injuries, suboptimal thyroid function. So we rest. We sleep, we take days off from workouts, we do active recovery if necessary, and then we do strength training. And then comes HIIT, and then comes cardio. There's really not a lot of room for long-form cardio in my program. And I have marathon runners who come in and say, oh my gosh, I've seen results for the first time in years. I've been able to lean out for the first time while even, you know, training for an endurance race in years because, you know, I'm being more strategic about the food cycle and the workouts that I incorporate. So really exciting.
I have to say, just hearing you describe that, I like seriously get a little like truly emotional, because for those of you people that have been following me, you know, I have been dealing with a mess of hormonal imbalance, and I don't really think I've learned my lesson as much because I have, even though one of my problems is being CEO of Fitfluential, I have the privilege of interviewing a lot of people on the podcast. I had a great trainer here in Austin, and I just have a lot of input, and I have a lot of people telling me this and that. And I allowed a lot of input instead of sticking with one program. And what I chose to do was the wrong approach, which is just what Amanda referenced, which is keep doing more, keep adding more cardio. I mean, ask Amanda. I was going to her about 2 months ago, and she's like, you're doing 2 24-hour fasts a week. You've added 20 minutes of HIIT training every single day. I mean, I was just like a workhorse with myself, like, that's not enough. And you don't get breakfast tomorrow, and you don't get dinner. So I was like eating less and less, mm-hmm. and adding more hard workouts. And what suffered? My sleep, my stress was going up like this. So when you hear what Amanda just said, that's not a gimmick. That is absolutely, and there's other folks that have been on our show that have said the same thing. You have to lower your stress. You have to be living and having balance. If you are so jacked, high on stress, not eating, punishing your body, look at me. I am having to undo years of that because I have destroyed my metabolism. So when she's saying that this is a lifestyle, it really is. It's a lifestyle where you really learn to eat in an appropriate manner. I love that you're saying sleep is your next focus, sleep and rest.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And not killing. Mm-hmm. And I love how you said as well, you're not going to eat something and then go add another cardio at 9 p.m.
Right.
That's been very common in the fitness space, like do extra cardio.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to people? And you mentioned you have a lot of folks like marathoners or CrossFitters, mm-hmm. or people that have been
probably overtraining, right? Mm-hmm. And people that are reliant, I know a lot of women that are watching this that are interested, they think the only way to lose weight is to do more cardio. And I see these types of women running out back of my house all the time, and I can see where they're carrying their body fat very heavy on the hips and thighs and the middle, and they're just running. And I'm like, and they're not running fast. They're not sprinting. What do you say to women that are hung up on this idea? Like, well, I'm running six times a week and now I'm doing an hour and I'm adding two extra sessions and I'm not getting anywhere. How do they get past that idea that cardio is the answer? What's happening when someone's doing excessive cardio and no strength training?
Yeah. So typically when someone is doing excessive cardio, they're actually doing their body a disservice and they'll start to retain fat or gain weight. And speak to, you know, plenty of people who train for marathons and they'll say, yeah, actually, while I trained, I gained weight. Again, there's very little room in the faster way to fat loss for long form cardio. That's not to say that running is bad. Some people love to run. They love to jog. That is stress relief for them. But if I'm going to go outside and run, it's going to be sprinting, or I'm going to do such low intensity cardio that I know I'm burning fat. I can talk. I can have a, you know, conversation with my daughter while we're running together. Women who come to the program and say, you know, I've got to keep doing my 60 minutes of cardio to lose weight. I'll say, listen, calories in, calories out as a philosophy, as a strategy is no longer the answer. In fact, look around. Also consider, has that been working for you? And when people come to me and they say, Amanda, I want to do your nutrition cycle, but can I continue doing my workouts? Can I continue going to Orange Theory 6 or 7 days a week, doing my insane at-home workouts 6 or 7 days a week, running and training for a half marathon or doing this or doing that? I say, well, is that working? Is it, you know, is it, it kind of seems like there's a reason you are interested in my faster way to fat loss. I know that what I tell you to do works extremely well, and I have thousands upon thousands of success stories to prove it. Why don't you try it my way for 2 weeks? I'll say, try it my way for 2 weeks, see what happens. And typically 99.9% of the time, unless there's an underlying condition, what happens is week two, day three, people are feeling leaner. They're feeling more energized because they're eating more, exercising more strategically. So it's always very satisfying for me to, you know, hear these stories, even of women who say, I'm convinced I'm going to gain weight on your program because I'm eating more than I ever have, or I'm working out less than I ever have. And then week two, day three, they're like, you wouldn't believe it. The fat is melting off. I'm like, I would believe it because after the program over 10 years, I told you, I'm like, it's called the fast way to fat loss for a reason. I'm not going to create a program that's going to cause you to gain weight. So yeah, it's really satisfying for me to hear these success stories and help women change their mindset around exercise and consuming food. So yeah, very, very fulfilling for me.
That's such a perfect, and it's actually something that I put on my Instagram story recently. It was an epiphany moment I had about myself when I'm like, okay, it's freaking me out, because for everybody that's tuned into my story, I actually have a dietitian helping me, because Amanda, I went to Amanda and she learned all the things that I was adding to her program, and she knew my hormonal history. And she's like, Kelly, you need to eat more. And I told her, I'm terrified. I'm terrified of everything. I can't eat more. And she referred me to a dietitian who's helping me eat more. And my first reaction was, oh my God, exactly what you said. My first reaction, that's a lot. I can't do that. Oh my God, I'm going to be having fruit. Oh my God. I'm like, you're not going to tell me I can't have artificial sweetener. Oh my God. And guess what? She's absolutely right. But the first thing that I started to realize was just what Amanda said, which is, if I'm scared to do this, how's everything else worked out for me? Guess what, you guys? It hasn't. It's made me be in a much more challenging situation to get my body working again. But I'll tell you what, I will, because now I'm listening to the right advice. And Amanda, you were, I'm going to say it publicly, you were right. You told me this 9 months ago. You told me I wasn't eating enough. So as somebody who's been through Amanda's program, probably not done the right things, let me tell you, ladies, if you're thinking about this, because I strongly recommend her program. That's why we're doing this. I want to really push this throughout the Fitfluential universe, because I think it's fantastic. It's a lifestyle for women. What I can tell you is I love her workouts. When I first started, I didn't do your workouts because I was training with my trainer. She updates workouts at home. And when you go into her portal, she actually has you go workouts for the gym, workout at home, which is brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's linked to video demonstrations. The way to eating is explained. There's a lot of education. It's a fantastic community. I can't recommend it enough. And again, I think you're picking up here. You're not going to get a gimmick with Amanda. I mean, Amanda really, and she'll scold you. And she should, she's scolded me a lot. She's like, Kelly, what is wrong with, like, come on. She was right. She's not going to be that girl that says, oh, you had that extra a quarter of a piece of a nectarine. You blew it. This is a way to live, and she's changing people's lives. And whenever I see a new before and after, especially you've worked with a lot of women that have been overtraining like me, and you've transformed their bodies, it's just outstanding. What I think a good way to close, because I know we're up at our window, and we're going to link to all of this. We're going to link where you guys can sign up. Your next registration is what, July 16th or the
18th? July 16th.
We'll link that up in the show notes, and we'll also link that up here on Facebook. But Amanda, when did you start? Has it been 3 years you've been offering this program? How much has it grown? Because when you first started, you'd open up registration, there'd be like 50 people are in this round, and now it's over 1,000 each time you open it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started the Fast Way to Fat Loss specifically after several years of perfecting and trying different things. Fast Way to Fat Loss, I initially started in person with my clients at the gym, was seeing incredible results. So in January of 2016, I transitioned the program to my virtual boot camps as well. I had 11 clients in my initial round of the virtual Fast Way to Fat Loss. We now have 1,700 new clients per month. Additionally, we have hundreds, over 500 in the membership, which is a more upper level deep dive on health and wellness related topics. Think functional medicine related topics. We bring in naturopathic doctors and registered dietitians each month to educate us. I also have hundreds of people who coach the program because they've become certified in my system, and they have thousands of clients as well. So we have really started this movement, the Fast Way to Fat Loss movement, and we're poised for pretty massive growth. So it's been really exciting to get the program into as many households as possible and watch thousands of lives transform.
She really has. And I have to commend you again, because I have watched you build this. And we were actually doing some research over the weekend, and we saw in Google Trends the searches for Faster Way to Fat Loss, how they've increased. I'm sure that you're all over that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy for what you've done. I'm so happy for you as a person, because you're an extraordinary person and a friend of mine. But I know that this is my lifestyle, and everything that you have told me. My biggest regret is that I look back when I got a trainer here, and I'm like, okay, I'll do that. I was like your little child. Even though I'm older than you, I was like your child. It was like, thanks, Mom, but I'm going to do this. And then you come back to your mom later and you're like, okay, you were right, Mom. And Amanda has been right, and she knows her stuff. So Amanda, I want to say thank you so much for coming back. We really want to share this with the FitFluential community. I cannot recommend her programs strongly enough. I absolutely endorse it. I recommend it. I can't wait to see and hear how many people sign up for your next, and then for further ones, you know, around the year, you know what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
If you have any questions, of course, we encourage you to let both Amanda and I know. You can leave them in the show notes in the comments or leave them here on Facebook. But Amanda, thank you so much for being on, and congratulations on what you're doing. Keep up the good work, because you are doing epic. You're doing epic work in this space, changing what fitness really should be. And it is a lifestyle, and you're walking proof. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. And I look forward to working with many FitFluential podcast listeners. Thank you, Kelly.
All right. We'll see you guys soon. Tune in next time. See you next time. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this interview with Amanda Tress, founder and creator of Faster Way to Fat Loss. Please be sure, if you've listened to this and you are ready to dive in and be a part of the next program launch that starts July 16th, you want to click through to the show notes and click our link that will take you directly to the sign-up page. Please remember, like I said before, she does typically sell out with each program that launches several times a year. So if you've been thinking about it, dive on over, click submit, and get yourself on this program.
I hope you enjoyed this show, and we'll see you next time on Fitfluential Radio.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit FitFluentialRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.